Hi, this is Heath Nicholson, and today I'm speaking with Jeff Staniforth of Affirmware and the creator of Sculptor 3 Affirmation Software. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff.
Thank you for inviting me, Heath. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. And today I want to, first of all, I want to ask you, can you give us a bit of background about yourself and also some ideas about affirmations and goal setting?
Yeah, it's probably best to get into how I first got into the metaphysics and affirmations. For me, it was about 15 years ago, and I was going through a particularly hard time in my life, and one night I just had this bizarre experience. I'd been out having a few beers with some friends and came home about 2 in the morning, and I was having a little pluck away on my guitar, and I don't know what happened. I went into a trance. I would have been in this trance for about 20 minutes, and I can still remember coming out of it and just saying, what the, excuse the French, what the was this? And went off to bed, and in the morning I had got up, and I was staring at a spot on the wall trying to get this experience back. It had such a profound effect on me, and after that I found myself going to libraries and reading up on meditation and that, and I keep coming across these books that, you know, and obviously a lot of them mention religion, and as soon as they mention religion I put it back on the shelf, but I kept coming across TM, and they didn't mention religion, so...
Which is TM?
TM, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and okay. His Transcendental Meditation Technique. So anyway, I looked in the local phone book, and it was just down the next suburb. They had a centre, so I went along and sort of assured them that I could meditate now, and I just wanted some answers to some strange things that were happening to me. And that was really my first experience of stepping into some of the metaphysics, and one of the bizarre things that happened to me then, I even said to them, they wanted about $500, which was, I'd never had $500 at that stage in my life, loose cash. And they assured me that if I signed up, I'd somehow find the money. And, sure enough, I signed up. And I think at that stage I was about $50 in debt. And I'd actually went and brought a lottery ticket and actually won $550.
Wow.
I mean, I was just, the initial experience was bad enough. It was like my life has changed. But then suddenly I found myself, having experiences that I just couldn't explain, from the conscious level. And, so I did TM for about a year, and I really got into it, and they answered all the questions. And then I started meeting people that were talking about certain business practices that you could do, and at the time it was very, TM was meant to be very pure, but there was one lady that I'd met, and she used to be an instructor of TM, and she would pull me aside when, these TMers were telling me too much about, you've got to be, sort of all strict. But she said to me that, look, she's worked in businesses, and they're using affirmations and goal setting and visualization. And like I said, it was 15 years ago, so it was fairly, for me, it was quite a stretch. But gradually I would start reading up on affirmations, and and like I say, this was a year after this initial experience, and I just suddenly had this thirst for knowledge, and I was going around and absorbing everything I could, from Joseph Campbell and mythology, subliminal messages, and Catherine Ponder and Louise Hay and Anthony Robbins, and just I was just fascinated with the entire subject. So that's how I first got into affirmations. So I would be there on the floor and writing out my affirmations on pen and paper, and I can remember one day that I just thought, it's got to be an easier way of doing this. And out of the blue, I wasn't a programmer, but I just got this idea that it'd be easier if I could do it on the computer. So the next day I'd taken myself off to the computer shop and told the guy I went the software program. And he asked me what I wanted it for, and I explained basically, I didn't really know, but I just wanted to be able to, type some affirmations on the monitor and be able to go back and review the results. So he gave me a program. What was it? It was GRASP. It was a program called GRASP, and, it was 15 years ago, so it was a DOS program. And, so I got home and didn't have a clue what I was doing, but I knew number one is I want you to put an affirmation on the screen, so I went through and I worked that out. And it was just trial and error, and I learnt to program just by doing this. But once again, these strange experiences, whenever I needed to know the next step, it was being presented to me. And, yeah, you say, you know, how did Sculptor develop? Well, originally that was the basic idea, but then I wanted to incorporate my love of mythology, so I made it a 12-day program, so each of the 12 days has got a backdrop. And this is, you know, very much like mythology, where you've got an image and then you've got a story related to it. And the premise there is that if you can just bring in the image at a subconscious level and you consciously understand the story, then all you really need to do is, from the unconscious level, is just, you know, you just view the image and the unconscious knows how to interpret it. So I was doing that and then was reading a lot of work on Nathaniel Brandon, and he does a lot of work in clearing out the unconscious of blockages. And that was the concept of incorporating responses into the affirmation practice. So when you type an affirmation, you also type a response to the affirmation. And the idea is not to pay any attention to the responses, but you're just free-flowing. And the idea is we're wanting to make the unconscious conscious. And so if you type an affirmation and, you know, I now have, you know, money's coming to me easily and effortlessly, well, the unconscious might say, well, that's rubbish, it's not true. So you just type that in as a response. Now, you don't concentrate on that, you don't put no attention on it, you just free flow, you just type it and then get back into the affirmation. Now, the amazing thing is, after doing that for a couple of days, you will, 95% of the time, you will find them responses start turning around and becoming very positive. So you'll be like your own coach and you'll be going, yeah, rah, 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 you bet. And yeah, and I remember that time when I was, you know, 15 and that money come to me easily. And that's a sure indicator that the affirmation's actually taking root in the unconscious. So yeah, so there was, you know, Nathaniel Brandon's sentence completion, and there was the mythology from Joseph Campbell, you know, the storyteller, that I started incorporating that. Then I wanted subliminal messages on the bottom of the screen to make it easier. And then Pavlov's dog with these triggers. I mean, I just love that stuff. You could just, you know, from a single trigger, you could associate lots of, it's almost like a gestalt, you know, a lot of associated images. So I add putting the power symbols in there as well, which are you bringing in your personal image that's associated with a spiritual power for you. And that could be an angel or, you know, your particular religious symbol. And yeah, so it was my goal to bring in as many power things as I could to make it a lot more powerful. And like I say, I was just there one day just, you know, writing bits of paper and they're all over the place. And it's probably because I'm a Virgo. I just never felt really organized with it. So yeah, it happened to me. I just ended up going out, getting this software and learning how to program.
Wow, that's really powerful. Obviously over a period of time, you've developed this and you've seen the power that affirmations can bring. So I guess what I want to say is that what I want to ask you is, you know, what's the basic principles of affirmations? And for the people that are out there listening to this now, you know, the biggest question is, does this work? Does it work? You know, do affirmations really work for us?
Yeah, it certainly works. I'll back up to your first question, though, and the principles. Basically, what's happening is that when you take on a belief, and that belief will go into the unconscious mind. So we've got the conscious mind and the unconscious, and the conscious mind is our everyday thinking, and it's associated with ego and our day-to-day thoughts that we might be having now. But the unconscious mind is, you know, it's been estimated to be about 9/10 of our overall mind. And the principles are that once we get a belief into the unconscious mind, then the unconscious mind it's not analytical. It will just take that as a fact. Once it's in the unconscious, it takes that as a fact, and it will go about doing everything it can to reproduce that in the physical world. So if you took an image into your unconscious mind of you being successful in a certain business area, and you affirm that, so by affirming it, we're actually getting the unconscious mind to take it on. But then once we've got that image in there, the unconscious mind is going to do everything it can to make that come about. So that's the basic principles of affirmations, is It's simply just getting that affirmation into the unconscious mind and turning it into a belief. Now, of course, there's many obstacles to that, but even to back up, it's been well documented for the first 7 years of our life, we was like a blank, you know, a blank slate. That we take in everything that's said to us. We've got no ability to be analytical. We've got no ability to challenge any of these beliefs that are coming to us. So what your parents tell you, the school system, religion, you know, TV, any of our caregivers, all this is going straight into our unconscious mind. And, you know, for the first 7 years, we've taken all that in. And the unconscious mind, as I was saying, will then go about making that all truer, that it will manifest that into our reality. So an easy way to look at that is, you know, you can look at your life now and you can say, what would I have to believe to have created this? And very often it's really quite easy to look at some of your beliefs and know what they are. And that's where affirmations come in. Once you can highlight, first of all, it's good to go down into the unconscious and find out what some of our not so supportive affirmations are, and then start changing them. But once we've done all the clearing and we turn a lot of them affirmations around, that's when we can get into goal setting and start creating some positive affirmations that will take us towards our desired goal.
Wow, I can see that perhaps we do that already without knowing it.
Yeah. It's just on autopilot, and we never question it. Yeah.
That we can perhaps believe something so much that it actually comes true.
Yeah. The best way to do it is that, you know, you'll normally have a very associated feeling of power with it as well. You've got a very high vibration. And when you pick up a thought with that associated high vibration, it goes straight into the unconscious. And that is guaranteed to manifest. Now, a lot of people will say, well, I've tried affirmations and they don't work for me. Now, oftentimes what they've done is they might get that high vibration up and they'll get this idea and they'll put it into the unconscious and send it out to the universe. If they could just let it go, that would be fine. That would definitely manifest. But oftentimes they'll then start thinking of all the reasons why it won't happen. And what they're actually doing without realizing it is programming themselves now to undo the very thing they've done.
Wow.
A very nice analogy of that is if you can imagine up in the sky there's this warehouse, you know, and you're a young kid and same with you, Heath, you play guitar and
yeah.
But you're a young kid and you go and see a concert and there's your hero up there, your favourite guitarist, and you come home the next day and you're on the end of the bed and you're playing guitar and you're really excited and you want to be just like him and you fire off these strong desires and the vibrations up. If you could just let that go, that would be enough. But then the next day you're saying, there's a lot of guitarists, it's a lot of work, and you can't make it in this industry. Now, with the analogy of the, you know, if you can see this warehouse in the skies, when you first sent that desire up there, it's like they've all, you know, the message has gone out. Okay, you know, Heath wants to, be on the stage, and they're, you know, blah, blah. And they're all up there doing everything to make this come about. But then the next day you're saying, oh, I can't. So suddenly, you know, the foreman up there saying, oh, hold up there, guys. You know, no, he can't have this. He thinks maybe it's too hard. So can we just put that on hold? And then, you know, things are put on hold for a while. A couple more months, you know, you might reignite that desire again and fire it up. But the foreman's up there again saying, oh, no, he's ready for this now. Let's bring this on. So we have this yeah. flow from, yes, you can do it, high vibration. And then we beat ourselves up and we counteract the good that we've done. So it's very important to affirm it, to visualize what you're affirming. But to be in that high vibration and to get in the high vibration, that's very much if you've heard anything about affirmations, you'll often hear that they say, you know, got to use your emotions. And that's why we're using our emotions to really, you know, get the vibration up and to fire off that desire. It's like a rocket of desire. It's
yeah.
You fire that off into the universe and then you nurture it. You don't want to dig it up. You don't want to start thinking of all the reasons you can't do it. And if you can think of nothing else, it's better than not even thinking about it at all, because it's gone off there and that will come about. Mm.
Do you think that affirmations can be used with all aspects of our life or just certain things?
Yeah, most definitely all areas. I'd say the underlying principle isn't reliant on any area of your life. It's just, you know, once you understand them principles, and it, like I say, it's good to understand that the way we took all this stuff on as a, you know, as a young child, and to clear that out, and to set goals, and to really, it's a very good point you brought up, because it's that brings us to that area of having a balanced life. You know, so you've got your spiritual, your recreational, and you've got your health, you've got your relationships, you've got your play areas of life, and it's good to set goals in all them areas, and then to work through them and create some affirmations for your recreation, for your business life, create some affirmations for your health, and yet you're getting this balanced lifestyle rather than, you know, being fixated on one area. It could be your business life, and then if all the other areas are going to suffer, then yeah, you're out of balance, and you're not really enjoying life as much as you could be.
I've heard that a combination of visualisation and meditation can boost the success you can have with affirmations. Do you think that's true?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Cause what's happening when you meditate is that you're... Let me back up for a bit. Now pull me back here if I wander off too much. But what's actually happening, the good analogy is that you can imagine between your conscious and your unconscious mind, you've got this gatekeeper. Now, this gatekeeper only kind of came about when you was about, you know, 8 or 9. So after the first 7 years, you didn't have this gatekeeper there. So this gatekeeper is there, and he's actually monitoring all the beliefs that you're trying to get into the unconscious. Now, this gatekeeper's in charge of the clubhouse, and it's a very prestige club, and you can only get into that clubhouse if you have beliefs that are similar to what's already in the clubhouse. And that's why we oftentimes find it very difficult to change. Because we'll affirm something, and the gatekeeper will say, no, that's, you know, you might be ordinarily saying, I always fail. You know, you got this as a child, and dad told you you always failed, and yeah, and you've got a very strong belief that you always fail. And that is a reality in your life. It was, you know, it appears to be the case. Now, if you start affirming, I always succeed, then the gatekeeper's going to say, no way, you know, that's wrong. You don't live in here. And as I was saying, that's why we use emotions. There's several ways to get past the gatekeeper. One of the most powerful ways is affirmations with a combination of visualization. Now, yeah, getting back to meditation, with meditation, what you actually do is completely send the gatekeeper, it's as if you sent him asleep. You quieten down that conscious mind, that analytical mind, and you just pass the images and the affirmations straight on to the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
Yes, so used in combination with the affirmations and the emotions and meditation, yeah, extremely, extremely powerful ways of programming the unconscious. And when you get to that state, it's very, very easy to just have direct contact with the unconscious mind via images, which is its preferred, you know, means of communicating. But to do that as well with our affirmations and, yes, with visualization. So we're getting them images and the affirmations straight into the unconscious mind. And it's a very, very elegant combination of ways to do it. And what I actually encourage people to do with Sculptor, the affirmation software program, is that once you've done a few sessions, you know, you type in your affirmation, you type in the response, you got the backdrop, and you're hearing your fingers on the keys, it then becomes very easy because you know the finger patterns, and it's very easy then to actually get into a meditative state and do a Sculptor session in your mind. And it just really, really makes it so, so much more powerful.
Wow.
And, yeah, once that's in the unconscious, there's no way that can't manifest. That is, yeah, that simply is the way it works.
Great, that's really interesting. What about an example of a situation in your case? Have you used affirmation techniques to manifest, you know, your goals into reality? Is that something that you do?
Yeah, definitely. I would directly relate affirmations to when I first started meditating and started using affirmations. One of the first things I wanted to do was get a property. Now, I mean, this was so out of my comfort zone that it was really, and I don't encourage people to really stretch this much, but yeah, I did it. So yeah, but what I was doing is I started affirming that I wanted to attract to myself the means of owning a property. You know, up until that stage, I'd been fairly I guess I wanted to criticize myself. It would be a little bit irresponsible, but I wouldn't have saved money. And yeah, I didn't sort of plan for the future. So I figured, well, okay, now we're getting empowering now. I'll see if this affirmation stuff works, you know, with something that was really quite a stretch for me. So I'd been affirming that I would attract to myself the means of getting a property. Mm-hmm. And it would have been 2 days later. It's a friend phoned me up, and it's a friend's name's Harry. And Harry said to me, Jeff, can you tell me what the rents are like in your area? And so I just said, why? And he says, oh, he's looking at getting a couple of investment properties around the way. And he just, you know, he's doing his figures, and he wanted to see the, you know, what the potential return was on that. And just out of the blue, I said to him, I'll go half each with you. And he said, okay. So it's really quite strange. So he came round, he probably round within about 2 hours. And the place is actually where I'm living now. But before that, I was just round the corner. So he said, well, I'll take you to see the place. So we went round to see this place. And I remember him saying to me, it's, you know, I forget exactly what it was, but he told me the price of it. And I said, oh, no, you know, I think that might be a bit expensive. So anyway, he's taken that on board, and he went back and negotiated with the guy. And anyway, they come down about $1,000. So then, you know, we agreed, and I thought this was fantastic. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll go half each with you. And I still remember about 2 weeks later, he said, well, okay, well, now we need $19,000 each for the deposit. And I said, oh, Harry, I said, I ain't got no money. Mm. And he said, look, that's okay, Jeff. He said, I'll lend you the money. We'll both pay off our after mortgage, but you have a second loan that you owe me. And as you pay it off in increments of $1,000, we'll reduce the payments. And that's how it happened. And it probably took me about 5 years after that. I gradually, you know, I'd almost forgot about paying it off. It was such a small amount, really. But I was paying him off, and I reduced his, you know, the $19,000 in about 5 years. So that was about $1,800 a week. And then with the mortgage that was left, at the end, I just started affirming that I wanted to pay that off. And then within a year, that's when I'd actually gone full-time and opened up the affirmware company. And when I'd left the job, I was just getting ready to leave, and they started offering everyone redundancy. And I got quite a substantial payout, enough to pay off the loan. And, yeah, so, you know, out of nowhere, suddenly, you know, I'm owning a place in 5 years. And yeah. But initially, it kicked in straight away, so within 2 days.
So these are the sort of principles that you've put into Sculptor 3.
Yeah, like I say, this was originally when I started. So, I mean, at the moment, I've got brainwave patterns in there. I've got some goal-setting features in there. They were never a part of the original one. So, you know, in answer to your question, this was version one.
Right.
And version one was just the affirmations, the responses, the backdrop images with the stories, and the subliminal messages. So, yeah, it was basically that. But having that understanding of how it worked, I always remember when I, and this was a very, very powerful experience I had, that it was probably about 9 months after I'd started meditating, and I can remember being with some friends and we was talking about it. And, you know, the normal people, when they get into affirmations, or when affirmations, when they get into meditation, they'll tell you all the benefits. And I can remember thinking with TM, you know, they say we've done this research and blah, 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 you know, and it's this will happen to you, your health will improve. And I'm thinking, come on, give me a break, you know, you can't tell me all these things are going to happen. And then I just remember getting the realization, what they're saying is, and it just comes to me in a flash, it's think positive, positive things will happen. And that encompassed all these claims they were making. It's not that they, I mean, really, they could make every claim in the world and it would be true. But I just really got this realization that it's being in that positive space, but not thinking positive and having an underlying, you know, voice telling you it's not so, but just thinking positive and vibrating positive. It's that vibration that's very important as well. So getting into that love, that passion vibration, and just thinking very positively that you see the world as a beautiful, wonderful place. And that was my entire life changed on that you know, that one original day. And I put it down to that crux, and it took me about 6 or 9 months before I got that insight that it was really just that simple. And it made something that was very complicated very, very simple.
Okay, so I'm just going to play a bit of devil's advocate here and say this combination of traditional techniques of affirmation and goal setting, and now you've melded this together with current technology in this software, Do you think that this is something that, that can be more effective
for people
out there?
Well, extremely so. I think one of the main things it does is it brings together, like I say, is bringing together the backdrops. And you can add your own backdrops. You can do a series of backdrops in Sculptor. So you're actually, you're using your affirmations with this imagery there.
Yeah.
And the imagery very quickly becomes second nature. You know, you're not concentrating on the imagery. You're just doing your affirmations. But these images are going in. And really, I mean, that in itself is extremely powerful. Now, what I see a lot of people doing, though, with affirmations is they might start off and think, okay, I'm going to affirm such and such. So they're off doing that affirmation, and then the next week they might think, well, I'll do another one. Now, what we do in Sculptor is we let people do that for the first couple of sessions, but then we encourage people to turn on the advanced features. Now, with the advanced features, you're then encouraged to set some goals. So you write some goals out. So then you're doing affirmations, but you're doing affirmations that are going to get you towards this ultimate goal. So the affirmations aren't just loose and, you know, one off here and one off there. You're creating these series of affirmations that are all designed to take you towards this goal. So they're going to have this cumulative effect by you using one affirmation. It could be that your goal is to be, you know, have a successful company. So you're affirming, you know, I'm now attracting the means to, or I'm now attracting ideas that would be in alignment with my greater desire and my passions. So, you know, you're probably doing that for a week, and then you might get some ideas of what you're meant to be doing. But then you know, your next affirmation might be, you know, I'm now attracting people in this line of interest. See, so they're not just one-off affirmations, they're affirmations, and you're grouping them together, and they're all taking you towards a common goal.
That's great. So I've been using Sculptor 3 for a while now, and I've created some pretty tremendous things in my life. So, it's amazing. Thank you, Jeff. So thank you so much.
Pleasure.
So for the people out there listening to us today, how long would it take if they're using Sculptor 3 to see some kind of results? And you know, what are people experience who are already using Sculptor 3? What have they been saying?
Yeah, regards how long to get results, it really, really, you can't really say. Now, the reason being is that some people are going to have more resistance to what they're affirming than others. And other people, you know, they can just do one application and it goes straight into the unconscious. So really what we're saying is, how long does it take to get past this gatekeeper? And how much resistance is the gatekeeper going to have towards you getting it in there? And basically that's why we bring all these techniques in. But there's no reason why, given that you start affirming, you should see an indication within, I would say, 72 hours. In most cases, that you will see an indication. So this might be a big goal, like setting up a company and that. But once you start affirming, this is when you start, you know, you have your eyes open, you look for the little coincidences that are happening, and the headline in the newspaper, there's going to be shifts that will start happening, and you'll feel it straight away. And, you know, that shift might even be a bit of resistance. Now, if you're getting that resistance, that's all them guys in the clubhouse saying, no, you can't come in here. But that's good, because you're actually in communication now. A conscious mind's talking to the unconscious, and it's bringing up this stuff that's saying no. And that's fine, you know. But we know that we can use these techniques of visualization and, as you said before, you know, meditation and affirmations. And well, obviously with repetition as well. So that's, you just keep at it, and you're going to break that gatekeeper down. And in the end, he's going to say, oh, this has been said for a few. Yeah. And you're going to get in there. And to do it in a meditation session, yeah, or go into the unconscious. But then you've got the unconscious mind that's going to start bringing this thing about that you've been affirming. So one thing that you really should do that's in your visualizing the end goal is not to have preconceived ideas about how it's going to come about. Because if you're wanting to, well, I mean, look at me when I had the, you know, when I was using the affirmation to get the unit, I had no preconceived ideas about how that was going to happen. But if I did have, if I had started making plans to, you know, oh, I can save this much a week and in 3 years' time I'll have it, You see, I've originally affirmed to have a place, but then I'm countering that affirmation by affirming the way it's going to be done. And I always think a very powerful concept is to imagine that your higher self, your God self, could create something that's 10,000 better, 10,000 times greater than you could ever conceive of. So when you affirm something, you have this image of how, you know, it's pretty well saying, how would you know when you're successful? That's the image you want. You want that image of you just being successful at that thing that you're affirming. But pay no attention to how it's going to happen. It's none of your business.
Right.
Really, I mean, it's that simple. It really is none of your business. And if you go in there with preconceived ideas, you actually piggyback that on the affirmation. And it makes it terribly hard for the higher self to do it. It's going to say, well, okay, well, Jeff wants this house, and this is how he wants it. And the higher self's going to, you know, we've got all these avenues of ways to bring this to Jeff, and he's restricting us. So, yes, so don't have any preconceived ideas about how you're going to affirm it, but just be very aware that, yeah, little things are going to pop up. And what that's going to do is it's going to start building up your expectation. You're going to affirm for the business, and you're going to start bumping into people that have start telling you stories, and it's, oh, I needed that little bit of information. Oh, still don't know how it's going to pan out, but like, you take that on board, and you have the expectation, and the unconscious is going to start feeding that expectation, and it's going to start, ah, you know, we've got this partnership going now, and it's going to start feeding up ways for you to ultimately reach that major goal.
I can see how powerful this can be, and
extremely.
In a sense, on the opposite side of that, can this be used to, because it is so powerful, can it be used against other people? Is that something to be concerned about?
It was an initial thought that I had, and what I've actually put in Sculptor is, after you type the affirmation, there's actually a statement that comes up, and it addresses both the what we just talked about the God self being more powerful than our conscious mind, and the statement is, this or something better now comes to me easily and effortlessly. Now, that is saying that even though I've affirmed that I've got this business, that something even better can come to me. So I've left the way open, but for the highest good of all concerned. Now, that statement is in there to counter anyone affirming something that could be negative, you know, whether that's by accident or by design. So in answer to your question, ordinarily, yes, you could use affirmations to program something not so good. You know, I don't even want to think about what some of them could be. But that is one of the reasons why I put that into a firmware, that statement.
Yes.
It just makes... It's got two purposes, and one is to get something even better than we asked for, but to affirm that it's for the good of all concerned. So if you was affirming a job, you wouldn't want the person in the job that you had your eye on to lose his job. Perhaps he would get a promotion or she would get a promotion, and you could move up into that spot. But yeah, it certainly is, it is possible to affirm and because really that's what people are doing that are having pretty terrible lives. They're actually, you know, affirming, as in, you know, they're reinforcing the beliefs that are already in the unconscious mind that these things are coming about in their lives. So that's, it can be done, and it's... But I would say, though, at the end of the day, with karma and, you know, you've got to pay the price on the debit and, karmic system, that if you do start doing things that are working against you and other people, is that, ultimately you're going to pay the price. Yeah. So you certainly wouldn't be a winner.
So I know you've been receiving emails and letters from people all around the world every day, pretty much. Mm. How does that make you feel?
It makes me carry on. It really is quite strange with me, because from a very early age, I've just found myself naturally attracting people that I could help. So, I've just helped people in life, and it just seems to be a natural, one of my natural abilities. So when I actually created Sculptor, it was quite strange that I lost that one-on-one contact with people. But of course, by having Sculptor and putting it on the internet, it enabled me to reach a lot more people. But in doing that, I missed out on that one-on-one contact. And that's why it's super today to be able to do this talk with you, Heath. But missing that contact, I then add the emails and the testimonials to remind me that, yeah, people are out there, and it's, yeah. I'm still touching people, but yeah, I suppose it's a bit egotistical to want that feedback, but that's what used to power me, and that's what I used to love, and it was that open art connection between you and another person. But yeah, by getting these testimonials, it reminds me, that there's people out there having exactly that same experience that they would have got before. And yeah, there's quite a few testimonials on the website. And yeah, oftentimes I'll go back and read them just to remind myself that, yeah, I'm still doing that same thing, but it's just in a different medium, in a different environment. But the end results are still exactly the same. So it's very precious to me. And yeah, and I love it, and I always respond to people, and you know, if I can, I'll even phone them up and say thank you. I mean, it's just last week I was actually in a meeting, but I held up the meeting. It was this chap, and he said to me, "I've only had it a week, and I won some money, and it's great." And he's just saying to me that he's going down the street with a smile on his face, just simple things. But he's saying that people are asking, "What's happened to you? You know, you seem different." And yeah, he was just so chuffed, and this was after using it for a week, and it means the world to me. So yeah, to actually be able to get in contact with people as well and remind myself of that, yeah, how it's affecting people and changing their lives, it's very, very special. Yeah,
fantastic.
And with you, Heath, I mean, it's just seeing the changes you've had, and yeah, how you experienced it and are experiencing it. Yeah, it's very special.
So what I want to say, Jeff, is you've been kind enough to offer the people listening today a free 7-part affirmation course.
Yes, tell us about that. It's what I did. It was really when I wrote the software. You know, I was aware that there's people out there that would not be able to afford the software. It's it's just not everyone can afford that money. So what I did was created a 7-part affirmation course that'll take you through the system. It's my, I don't want to say attempt, because it's you know, I've been successful in it, I believe, but it's me taking the sculptor method, and where I can, putting it into a written format. So you can actually do it with paper and pencil. The sculptor program is definitely a lot more powerful. For people that can't afford that, you can go to www.7partaffirmationcourse.com. So you can actually go there and you can print out the 7 parts, and it'll teach you many of the things we've been talking about today, and it'll take you through some sessions and that. But I really encourage you, though, that once you've been doing that for a few days, that you affirm some prosperity, and then come along and get the sculptor program, because it really will take you to, you know, to places where I believe the written version won't access.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
thanks.
And that's just my treat, and that really is my way of just putting something back out there and touching people. It's
thank
super.
You. Awesome. So what's next for you, Jeff? What are you up to now?
Oh, good question. Creating a series of other products that I just finished. Subliminal Easy, and that's a program that will just flash messages on the screen. And that's subliminalezy.com, if you want to check out the website. I just released it this year. But with that, it's taken every group of affirmations that I've ever published in the Affirmations for the Mind newsletter, and I've incorporated them into a subliminal messaging program. So what that means is that you just install the program, and it's got a list of all the groups of affirmations, and you just check one of the boxes or several boxes next to the areas you're interested in, and that's it. You forget about it then. Now, what is actually happening is them subliminal messages are being flashed on the bottom of the screen. Now, this is one other way of getting past the gatekeeper, because what's happening there is they're flashing that fast, and by the very definition of subliminal, which means below the threshold of conscious awareness. So these messages are completely, you know, it's not even like we're challenging the gatekeeper. They're going in the back door. So the gatekeeper doesn't even get to say, you know, no, can't come in. They're going in through the back door and completely bypassing the conscious mind. So that was my, you know, I created Subliminal Easy very much for my love of the ease and the concept a subliminal message in. So it was my answer to that growing need for people that wanted to do it a lot quicker, but also to, you know, if you're at the computer for 8 hours a day, you know, what better way to utilize them 8 hours with a self-help practice that is completely effortless. So that's the subliminal easy one. Gonna start doing a book. Really, the book's going to be a combination of some life coaching assignments that I've been working on. They're going to be about 30 life coaching assignments, and they're just writing assignments. It's also going to contain a lot of the information from the 7-part affirmation course, and it's going to have lots of lessons on very, very much what we've been talking about now, but giving people some detailed principles on how to understand them better. So it's, and also, you know, lots of the stories and articles that I've written in the affirmations for the MIND newsletter. So there's a lot of stuff in there, and I just really, you know, I keep saying I want to get it and just really encapsulate all of my teachings and what I've been doing over the past 15 years into a book and put it out there. And yeah, no, that's very much a very strong passion of mine, and it's out there, and yeah, it's manifesting, and yeah, I just need to probably lock myself up for a couple of weeks and just work on that. So that's something that's nearly, you know, coming about in fruition. So yeah, that's a very powerful one. And yeah, and taking that time to, you know, for my spiritual practice and enjoying life and balance. I'm very big in, yeah, getting a nice balance in my life. So yeah, and loving the business, you know, and being out there in the newsletter. I mean, I love doing the newsletter. It's my way to reach out there again and to touch people, and the emails I get from people are enjoying the affirmations in the newsletter. So you know, I'd add that as well. If you want to join the newsletter, just go to the www.affirmware.com.au website and sign up. There's absolutely no obligation, and yeah, you get to touch base with me.
Fantastic. Mm. Thank you. Some exciting things coming up. Wow.
Absolutely. That's awesome. It is all just fun.
So thanks, Jeff, for being willing to share with us all today. Really appreciate what you're doing, and you know, I strongly recommend to the people out there listening is that they have a look at this, they go and get the 7-part affirmation course, because that's how I started. Mm. That's great. So, and that's at www.7partaffirmationcourse, is that correct?
Yep, .com.
.com. Great, fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's really, really has been a pleasure, and lovely touching base with you again, as always. But yeah, in the back of my mind, I've seen all these people out there, and it's been super chatting to you guys out there. And thank you for sparing the time to listen. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. And thank you, Heath.
Thank you.